I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Earlier this week, a popular Oklahoma band premiered the first song from their upcoming album.
The Flaming Lips' last record, The Terror, made for bleak listening. It was all flickering, fluorescent lights, and lobotomized droning about life after loss. A distant and tortured cry from the lush, friendlier records that brought them breakout acclaim over a decade ago. The Soft Bulletin, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, and At War with the Mystics. Those albums, particularly Yoshimi, dove headlong into surrealism and fantasy, envisioning magicians, utopias, heroes overcoming adversity, and even full-on revolution, as well as the full emotional undercurrent flowing beneath all that fun whiz-bang sci-fi novel stuff. The band's latest single seems to be a return to those fantastic multicolored pastures. The castle throbs along on a gentle beat while singer Wayne Coyne ascribes sentience to plants and animals. But like the best Flaming Lips songs, it achieves a poignancy greater than the sum of its seemingly silly parts. Have a listen.
Oh,
That's the Flaming Lips with The Castle off their upcoming album Oxymelody, set for release on January 13th. Next, three sample size veterans come to Oklahoma City this weekend.
We've got ourselves a very strong punk rock triple bill this weekend at the 89th Street Collective on Western Avenue. There are three bands writing songs about heavier stuff, death, fear, lack of fulfillment, but who keep things much lighter musically. For your Game Boy carrying types, Crying from New York opens the show, followed by the more grown-up New England emo act The Hotelier, and headlining are the hookier, hoppier Bay Area dudes Joyce Manor. It's going to be a good rowdy time. Now, we featured all three acts on Sample Size so far this year. They've all put out new albums. But among their collective output, The Hotelier recorded my favorite song. Piano player weaves together serene scenes of domesticity and family life into a kind of hopeful prayer. I don't know who or what it's addressed to, but for me, there's a lot of comfort just in hearing it. We'll be right back.
That's The Hotelier with Piano Player off their latest album, Goodness. Finally, we have an LA-based singer with a heavy pop sound.
So I don't know anything about Maya Folick, or even if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. But if you like Florence and the Machine, then I suspect that you'll shortly forgive my ignorance. She put out a song last week called God is a Woman that just gets the dynamics of a big old arena-sized pop anthem right. Steady tension, inner guitars, hit that chorus once, bring it back down a little, and then repeat until the crowd totally loses their minds. Textbook achievement here.
What's worse than the come down from high, high, high up? What's worse than
That's Maya Folick with God is a Woman, and this has been Sample Size. Look at OKC is an arts, entertainment, and current events publication that can be found on newsstands across Oklahoma City. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.